It's the Naked Scientists with Chris, with Kat, and with Dave and Ben, who are now, I can see them through the glass in the car park in the back of Dave's car. Hello, guys.
Hello there. Once again, we've left the comfort of the air-conditioned, comfy studio, and we're sitting in the back of a car because we're going to do a kitchen science experiment that involves a flame. This one is just a candle flame, so it's very safe if you want to try it at home. But actually, Dave promises me it's going to be quite dramatic. Dave, what are we doing?
Well, it's involved candle flames and balloons. I'll start off by blowing up a balloon.
Okay, this is an ordinary balloon. I can see there's no trick to that. That's a perfectly ordinary balloon, now full of Dave's nice, fresh breath. So we have a balloon and a candle. This doesn't bode well at all. What are you doing, Dave?
Well, if I apply this normal balloon to a candle flame, something quite predictable happens.
Ah! We're in a very enclosed space here. That was very, very loud. Okay, yes, well, that doesn't at all surprise me. You put a balloon in a flame. What did you expect would happen?
Well, yeah, essentially, the rubber is quite well insulated, so when you put it next to a very hot candle flame, there's nothing, nowhere for that heat to go, so the rubber gets very, very hot. It gets so hot it fails, and the balloon goes pop.
So it doesn't pass the heat around the air inside it or around the rubber itself. It just all concentrates in one little bit. That melts and exactly what we expected to happen has happened. So let's light the candle again and move on. Now, you have more balloons with you, so I guess I'm going to have to put up with more pops.
We'll see. Okay, these other balloons, though, I've slightly cheated. What I've done is I've added some water inside the balloon. You can hear it when I rush it around like that. So now there's no water on the outside of the balloon. It's perfectly dry, but on the inside there is water, which means that when I move this balloon down over the candle...
Oh, wow. That's really impressive, because I thought I was going to get not only deafened, but also quite wet just then. But you're properly into the flame of the candle. And in fact, it's even gone black on the edge of the balloon from all the soot. But instead of bursting, it hasn't done anything. There's some kind of magic going on here, surely.
Not so much magic as heat transfer. Because the balloon is full of water, water is right next to the rubber. Water conducts heat very well. It's got a very high heat capacity, which is one of the reasons why it's used to cool nuclear power stations, can absorb so much heat. The rubber can't heat up, because as soon as it heats up slightly, the heat immediately rushes into the water. The water certainly can't be above 100 degrees centigrade. It will take it for a long time to heat up that much. Don't heat it up that much, because it is possible it will pop, and boiling water everywhere is a bad idea. But basically, the heat goes into the water, so it keeps the rubber cool, and so the rubber doesn't get hot enough to melt, so it just sits there perfectly happily for quite a long time.
So the water is obviously getting progressively hotter, but do we get a convection current inside it that sort of keeps the cooler water next to the rubber and means that the hotter water rises away from it?
That's right. The hot water will rise and the cold water will fall downwards, and you'll get a bit of convection in there. So the heat will get spread around all the water, not just the water in the middle. So you get very good heat conduction throughout the water. So the water will all stay the same temperature. And as long as the water doesn't boil, at which point you might get bubbles and you'll stop. Then the rubber underneath that bubble of steam can heat up very quickly. The balloon can sit there for really quite a long time.
So water is clearly a very good coolant. Would this work for anything else, or is it only rubber that is the right sort of material for this? Could we, for example, fill, I don't know, a paper cup with water and then put that in the flame and the paper wouldn't ignite?
Certainly, if the paper is thin enough, I was experimenting with this earlier, as long as you don't put the flame on the dry paper, which I managed a couple of times and it set fire to the paper. But as long as the wet paper can't catch fire, and in fact, the reason why wet paper generally can't catch fire is because instead of the heat going into heating up the paper and causing it to get hot enough to ignite and start burning, the heat goes into boiling the water, and so it can't get over 100 degrees centigrade, can't get nearly hot enough to ignite, and so it just sits there.
You say the heat goes into boiling the water. Does that mean that actually, if we set this up well enough, probably with something better than a candle, we could actually boil water in a paper bag?
You should do, in theory. I've had a go, but I set fire to the paper, so...
Okay, so perhaps don't try to boil things at home, but that's all we have for this week. This should be online at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, and I'll hand you back to Chris.
Thank you, Ben and Dave, from the back of Dave's car.